within the hour. General Motors is coming out with more restructuring measures today, taking a look at its entire business. We teed up that that was going to be happening last week with our friend Stephen Dubner. Well, now we're going to see what GM thinks of as putting its entire business on the line. Chairman and CEO Rick Wagoner is going to discuss the changes at a news conference. Jamie Butters from the Detroit Free Press joins us from Ferndale, Michigan. Jamie, what is Rick Wagoner likely to present that will reassure people? I guess the top question is, are you bankrupt, Rick?
Well, he's going to say no. That's going to be the main thing he wants to get across to people, is that they're not bankrupt and they're not going bankrupt. You know, bankruptcy is a function of cash, right? Do you have the cash on hand to pay your bills when they come due? And so he's going to have to show that they're cutting costs, that they're continuing to cut costs. But I think he's also going to have to offer some I would really hope that he's going to be able to say we've secured some source of financing. We've got some line of credit or a new investor that if we get into trouble next year, if there's another bump in the economy, we can withstand that and get to 2010 when the cost savings from the UAW contract kick in and good new products get
on the road. So this is a real sea change. They can't, it's really clear from what you're saying, that they can't just announce some cost savings and have the stock price go up and sort of make the balance sheet work that way. On the cost savings front, are brands on the line? Are they going to ditch Buick? Are they going to ditch Hummer? What do you think?
Well, they've said that Hummer's for sale, and if they can get anything for it, that would be a nice thing for them. They've got a good ride out of Hummer, but clearly it's a brand that's completely out of step with the times. It's sort of, some would say, like the pet rock, you know, of autos. It was this great hot fad, and it's over. So if they can get anything for that, that'll be great. Maybe there's somebody who wants to buy their way into the U.S. market and would do that. But Buick is the volume brand and the prestige brand for GM in China, which is really its second most important market. So that would be hard to get rid of. The others, all of their brands, you know, part of the problem GM has had over the years is the cars aren't different enough between the brands. And they're just so – they've gotten maybe better about that, but they're so closely integrated, it would be really difficult. Who's going to buy Pontiac anyway? I mean, if some Indian automaker or Chinese automaker wanted to buy Pontiac or GMC to get into the U.S. market, you know, GM either can give them all their names, sell them just the names, in which case they're not going to get a lot for it, or they can try to sell them all these vehicles, which is handing over the blueprints to basically all of their Cadillacs and Chevrolets.
That we are even talking this way is an absolute sort of, 10 on the Richter scale as far as the auto industry is concerned right now. Talk to me about what workers listening to this news conference need to be thinking about as Rick Wagoner lays out the terms of this restructuring.
Well, obviously, they need to think about their own situations and their own options and opportunities. I expect we're going to see a broad buyout offer made. They've already cut the white-collar workforce from about 44,000 U.S. salaried workers when I got here to Detroit in 2000, down to 32,000, 33,000 now. So they already chip away 1,000 or 2,000 at a time. They're going to take a bigger chunk out. They're going to make offers. If they don't get enough, they'll probably have to turn to severance, involuntary job cuts. At GM, they're looking down the road at their colleagues at Ford, many of whom passed up buyout opportunities, and now Ford is looking at involuntary cuts by the end of the month.
Wow.
Lots
to tee up, and we will know what the details are in less than an hour at this point. Jamie Butters, thanks for joining us.
You bet, anytime.
Jamie is a reporter at the Detroit Free Press, speaking with us from Ferndale, Michigan. Wow, that's
every
amazing.
Every week, and none of it sounds good, really.
Plant
or
closings,
perhaps it does
buyouts.
Sound good. We'll see how the market reacts.
Yeah, we'll see how the market reacts.